Just got back to New York over the weekend, just over a week in London, doing a job swap with Dan Damon, who you heard on The Takeaway last week. I was doing Dan's show, World Update.
It's 10 o'clock in London, 6 in New York, 1 p.m. in Nairobi. I'm John Hockenberry with World Update from the BBC. Coming up, fresh doubts raised...
What a delightful peek, though, at a nation getting ready for a couple of monster parties. The Queen's 60th anniversary Diamond Jubilee celebration. And, of course, the Olympics. The whole city of London was bustling with activity to make the games happen on time. Construction sites everywhere, barricades on the streets, jackhammers, building and repairing. Here's Paul Dayton, the UK's head of the whole Olympic effort.
I don't think anyone's ever involved in a project like this. I mean, this is immense in terms of scale compared with just about anything else. You know, the Olympics and Paralympics have something like, you know, 16,500 athletes, 20,000 accredited journalists, 35 competition venues, 150 total venues, 11 million tickets if you put it all together. It is just massive in terms of scale.
London 2012. A 21st century UK will be shining up London's reputation as a city of the cosmopolitan now. Perhaps pushing beyond middle age with a pedigree from the Middle Ages. Henry Purcell's Shake the Cloud from Off Your Brow. There are plenty of clouds here. The economy is rough right now. People remember the riots of a year ago. And the Olympics party is not going to make the deep difficulties in Britain and Europe simply go away. I found myself jealous, though, of the excitement. We could have had the Olympics in New York. Okay, maybe it was only the dream of our billionaire mayor, but it was great to get a taste of London's excitement. It was also great to spend some time on the newly wheelchair-accessible, that's right, London Underground.
All right, this is history right here. I mean, I've been coming to London for 25, 30 years. I have never bought a tube ticket. Never. Now, you're sure there's elevators here, right?
Escalator.
You wouldn't be fooling
me. Yeah,
we're
going to get to the lift.
You would.
And we've done a lot of work in the last couple of years to make sure that if we take something out and you can't get around, that we provide an alternative to that. So either arrange for bus service if that's an equal level of service. In some cases, when a station doesn't have very good bus links, perhaps we arrange a taxi at our expense to get you to your next accessible station, and that's what we do.
You know, in New York, that would never happen.
Yeah.
You would just kind of be stuck.
Right, yeah.
You won't find a cheerful guide like Wayne here in New York's partially accessible subways. The New York subway does have a few more elevators than London's tube, but they mostly smell like trenches from World War I. These London elevators were more like spotless tea rooms. It was a whole new London face for me.
Also ahead, so-called Jamaican drug lord Dudas Coke prepares to be sentenced in a New York court today. Why one cloned goat could mean an end to expensive cashmere sweaters, that's after the latest world news.
That's me being the American face of World Update. Lots of different stories than we typically do over on the Beeb. How Shakespeare would have sounded 400 years ago, for instance. The smuggling of dogs out of Thailand as food in China.
Thai authorities attempt to crack down on the capture and export of dogs for food.
We, the Thai people, know that eating dog is not appropriate. That's why our ancestors never ate dog.
Kind of different. It was also great to get away from the U.S. campaign. At one point, I heard something about Rick Santorum's sweater vests on the air, and I thought, really happy to be away. In London, at the BBC, everyone understood the U.S. election was important, just not important every day. But the way they do things at the BBC, so civilized and incomprehensible at the same time, ancient Bush House, home of the World Service, where every morning some lovely employees delivered a breakfast cart with coffee, tea, rolls, and fruit. The trolley, it was called. Nice. Not overdone, but a glimpse at some imperial past. Kind of like that BBC pub in the basement. I won't tell you much about that. But it was nice.
God save the Queen, the fascist regime, it made you a moron.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.